SB Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your small business. Our team specializes in finance and accounting, information and technology, web development, social media, general consulting, HR, and compliance issues. Small Business Tech Guys has over 100 years of joint executive experience in a variety of fields across the small business spectrum. We thrive on assisting small business entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea.
All right. Happy to have you with us, TechWatch Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Bushman, owner of Small Business Tech Guys, sbtechguys.com. Jay Harrison's with me. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Sam. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. You know, on the last broadcast, we talked about how people just cannot let go of their device.
Can't do it.
And devices are becoming more and more, I don't know if you want to say addictive, I don't know if you want to say ubiquitous, all these terms apply, right?
Important,
but I do.
Central.
Important, necessary, to a great degree they are. I don't disagree with that. The problem is, how do you balance that necessity versus the problematic versus the addiction versus the live life normal versus live in the virtual versus have normal relationships and normal life?
Just got to work it out.
We started out by talking about Jay wants to go outside and not even have any tech.
Yeah, I like that. It's a little vacation from tech, you know? That's what vacations are for.
You know what? If you balance tech properly, do you need a vacation?
Probably. I think so.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe if you balance it right, there's no need for vacation. Your life is a consistent, appropriate balance. Vacations tell me things are out of balance.
Yeah, but everybody needs a change up, I think.
Yeah, change up though.
Flip it on end once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I switch to different tech when I go outside for fun.
Sam switches to an Android when he just wants to have fun. He gets off of his Apple, goes to an Android for a little while.
That's what I ought to do, for sure.
Can you imagine how much fun that would be, Sam?
I put
fun
in quotation marks.
You're what?
I'm not using that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm off my iPod.
Nobody has those anymore. They're gone.
Oh, good. Yeah, they quit making them even. Just, you know. Now, the reason I bring that up, though, is because people are getting so into their digital, and now it's becoming kind of a world in and of itself. I know it's called the virtual world or whatever, and you know many people think they don't live in it, but they live in it way more than they realize they do, is what we're getting at. And now they say harassment is a problem in VR. And the problem is, they say, it's likely to continue and get worse. Jay, let's talk about VR for a second. What, virtual reality? Is that
virtual
what we're
reality?
About?
We're talking about Meta. We're talking about Quest and Oculus and the headsets and everybody getting together in virtual worlds. I played with this some. We've got one. My son Aaron and I have one. We actually went in on it together just to test the system. And you know, everybody's talking about this. Literally, Mark Zuckerberg doubled down and went all in. He renamed Facebook, the parent company, to Meta. He's rolling out. He bought Quest or Oculus. And the Oculus Quest, he turned it in. The next one's going to be called the, I forget, but it's Pro Meta something or Meta Pro. And, you know, we tested this out. Now, surely it's in its nascent stages, and we haven't seen any harassment necessarily on it. But anywhere you put people together, there's going to be bullying and harassment. That's just a fact of life, a sad fact, but it is. And I don't think there's going to be a good way to get around this unless they're going to start, you know, searching for keywords people are saying or trying to, you know, you'll end up with a whole like Twitter problem that they have with free speech and issues. TikTok has
That's why I bring this up. I'm not for the harassment. Obviously, harassment anytime, anywhere is wrong. Bullying's wrong. We stand completely against that. But I'm a little bit worried about, to solve a problem, that we might get a bigger problem. Sometimes you know, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But in this case, Jay, what you might be is in the ounce of, I don't know what you want to call it, but where do we go from here? I'm afraid that they might just get to where they're watching and doing everything you say, and one person's joke might be another person's harassment, might be another person. You know, when do you cross the line and who decides is what the real issue is,
who decides,
right?
Is what the real issue is, because then it will become political instantly. Whatever the topic is, whoever says, well, that topic's off limits, but all these topics are fine, and other people are offended by those topics. I don't see how you find that balance with everybody in the world that's going to be there without, you know, ticking off somebody. Because, and so I kind of have to fall back to free speech. That's sort of my opinion on it.
Amen.
You know, and maybe let users...
I fall back to free speech from a day-to-day guidance on this, but I also fall back to saying, look, we need to teach and preach civility, though, Jay. We don't need a high-tech solution for this. What we need is a low-tech reality, okay? You don't need to have forced keyword control or monitoring or searching of what I do. What you need to do is teach me correct principles, and I'll govern myself. I think we need a low-tech reality check to this. People have got along for thousands of years, and they've not got along for thousands of years. What's the difference? Well, I think we need to treat people like we want to be treated. The golden rule comes to mind. A lot of these things, I think we need a simple low-tech solution to, quote, a VR or high-tech problem, Jay.
Agreed, and I think the low-tech solution will be what it always has been, and that is responsible people in positions of moderators or authority who can ban or kick out people that are misbehaving or bullying or, you know, not playing by the rules. I don't see how you get around that, and I don't think leaving that up to AI or up to some list or even an arbitrator who has nothing to do with that group, you know, making those calls, you're going to have to leave it up to the people that are there. It's going to have to be self-moderating, I think.
And especially not some big tech company that has their own views or opinions or ideas of what they think should be the reality.
Or political
agenda. I
believe
there's nuances culturally even. What might be not fine in Utah might be fine in, you know, Alabama or something like that. What
sure.
I mean is there's a lot of interactions between people that might at the surface be like, what are they doing? But when you understand it, that's boys will be boys to some degree. There's got to be that flexibility there. And I think only individuals can govern that. And I think, yes, there might be a little bit, too, from a big tech company. We're not going to let you break the law on our platforms. I get kind of a line like that. But if we're not very careful, we go too far is the point. Let's keep an eye on that ball as well. DoorDash, ladies and gentlemen. Again, remember how I told you I didn't understand the value of watches?
Right.
I've never understood the value of DoorDash.
Now, Sam.
They say its business continues to boom 2 years into the pandemic and beyond. It's just booming DoorDash.
Now, you live in a suburb. You guys don't DoorDash? You don't have the food delivered to you?
Well, we
I live
have.
Too far out. They won't deliver to my house.
Yeah,
so.
You want to know why?
Yeah, because I'm 14 miles from any kind of city.
Yeah,
because
there's no dash about it, Jay.
Yeah, you're right. It's the it would be Door Journey or something, you know.
But let me explain. We have had a couple of cards. People have given us some DoorDash digital, gift cards or whatever.
Right.
And I've used it in business where business people have said, for my clients, a boss says, hey, have them just get DoorDash. And so I'm not saying we've never done it and I'm not familiar with it. We have it. I am. I don't really understand, though, because it's just too expensive. I mean,
there's
it is out of this world expensive. There's a huge premium on it.
Food in general is expensive, let alone having somebody deliver it personally.
Well, that's my point, though, is when you already have expensive food and the price going up and now you DoorDash it, I've literally had somebody get donuts. Listen to this. Get a dozen donuts and DoorDash it. And by the time they were done, it was like $30 for a dozen donuts.
My goodness. That's, people have a lot of disposable income, I guess. Not me.
I guess they do.
Some people do.
I think that you need to work on a way to have less donuts and less things. Combine a couple of those errands. Give me the cash, and I'll make sure to dash it for you.
Yeah. It's profitable.
I'm joking.
I know people. My son-in-law is working with, what's the Instacart, the grocery one? He already works at a supermarket kind of place, a grocery store. And so he'll just pick up a gig on the way as he's leaving work that's in the general direction of his travel home. And do one of those deliveries like almost every day and put some extra cash in his pocket. So I see how it works for some people. And if you can't get out and you've got the disposable income, it works for you too. It's all about convenience, right?
Yeah, it's the gig economy on steroids. It's interesting. I understand why people do it on occasion. And I think in certain circumstances, it makes sense. For example, I remember one time I was with somebody and we needed some medication and we were at a hotel and we didn't have a car. And the pharmacy is too far away. So do you go get an Uber to take you to the pharmacy or get a taxi? Or do you just have DoorDash deliver it or the equivalent thereof? Because there's a lot of other in different regions of the country, different equivalents to DoorDash and everything.
Yeah.
Or do you just have them deliver it? And so in certain circumstances, I think it makes sense. I just think we've turned into really expensive kind of living, though. But the fact
sense.
Is it's prospering.
It makes perfect
Big
sense
time.
In your situation. In fact, if you'd have taken an Uber, you'd have to pay both ways. And here you're only paying for the delivery. So I think there's lots of reasons and places. I know of people who either can't drive, they're too old, or they have physical infirmities or, lots of reasons why it really makes sense. And I'm glad that it's there for a lot of reasons. Would I use it casually? I just wouldn't because I couldn't afford it probably. But
well, that's my point. Yeah. I just don't see how it's flourishing. But I guess the needs and the unique situations make sense. And, you know, more power to them, though. I think more, the more competition we have for the delivery of goods and services, the lower the cost will become, the more efficient it will become. I mean, I literally order something off of Amazon. It almost scares me. I literally order something off of Amazon and you know, 2 or 3 hours later, I have it.
That's amazing.
It is shocking.
Yeah. I think one thing I'd like about DoorDash and Grubhub and all these guys that are doing this is it's new technology and it's people thinking outside of the box and it's increasing options for people. Like you said, when you're stuck at a hotel somewhere and you don't have a car or whatever the case may be, it's increasing options and it's good for the economy, I think.
It's also producing jobs, Jay. Let's be clear.
That's true. The gig economy, Sam. It's the gig economy.
Whether
that's
man.
For the good or the bad, that's what it is.
Amen to that. And so I'm not saying I don't see any need for it. I'm just shocked at how it's just growing. It's becoming ubiquitous. It almost makes you wonder over time, it'll just become the default, even though it's more expensive. Look, think about the households that never had to have internet, Jay.
Right.
And then now, I mean, I don't know that you can have a house without an internet, can you?
I don't think so. I don't think there are people that are doing it, but not successfully and not big
But they're
households.
Hobbled.
Yeah.
It's like saying, yeah, we can live in a house without a bathroom. The bathroom's outside. I mean, I guess it's doable. But it's not, you know, in modern society, you rely on it for banking, you rely on it for insurance, you rely on it to register your car, you rely on it to renew your driver's license, you rely on it to, you know, fill out a healthcare application if you need healthcare. I'm just saying it's become too necessary.
It is.
And so I wonder if a lot of these services, whether it be DoorDash, Grubhub, delivery from Uber, whatever, if a lot of these things will just become so ubiquitous that everybody's on them and they become, yes, they're a little bit more expensive, but yes, it's just the cost of the average household necessity over time. I wonder if we'll get there.
Well, even the government thinks that broadband internet access is a service as much as running water and electricity, like a necessary service for the household. And can you get by with it? Can you live off the grid and with solar and stuff? Sure, but you're going to have to make some concessions and it's going to be a little problematic, and you could do the same with internet. But a lot of people don't even have broadband delivered by cable or DSL or something. They're just on their cellular. They're just on their phones.
Yep, no doubt about it. But it's becoming a utility for sure. And I wonder if some of these services will become a utility at some point as well. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball, but it's certainly interesting to keep an eye on the gig economy. I'll tell you that. You might need power to do all these things that we're talking about, though. Everything in the digital world requires power to some degree. Texas now calls for power conservation after 6 generators fail. As summer heats up and everything else, they are talking about blackouts and brownouts and everything all around the country, Jay. And, you know, I don't know if our system can keep up with it. We're going off coal. We're going to other solutions, wind and solar. And I'm not here to dig into the politics of that, but I am here to say from a tech point of view, hey, man, don't brown out me and black out me. I'll tell you that. I need that power, buddy.
You got to have it. It's a service. It's an essential service, Sam. I think what you need is one of those new Ford F-150 Lightnings that can just reverse charge and power your house in times of blackouts and brownouts. That would be pretty cool. I like those trucks.
Now you're talking. Elon's kind of fell on the ground, didn't it? From the window breaking, I don't know if that was
The Cybertruck in show
a harbor
off,
to
yeah.
come. Poor Elon. But yeah, this truck is very cool, and some of the digital vehicles are very cool. The problem is, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden and the Congress passed a law to make the all the electric vehicles have this now, but after 2026, all vehicles are required by law to have a kill switch, Jay.
No.
Yeah.
What, like a remote kill switch? What are we talking about? What kind of kill switch?
Yes.
I have not heard about this at all. I'm surprised it slipped under the radar. So
it's just because you're not up on the tech news, buddy.
So what do they just look up by somebody's license plate and they can just remotely kill the vehicle?
Yeah, there's two people that can remotely kill the vehicle. One, the manufacturer, and two, the government.
And is this for fugitives, runaways, chases? I mean, what's the situation?
I don't know how you define what it's for, because we can have the kill switch mandated in the vehicles, and its use is yet to be determined, sir.
I did not know this. I'm gonna have to give you one of those Wikipedia citation needed sort of references.
You just go look it up on the internet, and you'll see it's not.
I'm gonna have to do some
mainstream
research.
News.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, I didn't know about that.
Congress signed by Joe. He loves you.
I'm sure that we'll be talking about that more in the future.
Anyway, I hope we don't start getting cyber rage. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, they'll just shut you
off.
We can
all be peaceful. We can all mellow out. And most importantly, what I hope is that we can really focus on having the laws
next
and societal norms and reality kind of catch up to tech, because, man, it's going so fast. that it seems like anything to do with reality checks or privacy or anything else is just kind of on the back burner. And I hope we can change that, Jay. That's the whole reason to bring a lot of these topics up. We don't want to put fear in the minds of people or anything else. We do want you to be up on it, though, and say, look, we've got to have discussions about these things before they're enacted, not after. We've got to have discussions about how this technology will be used before it rolls out and becomes ubiquitous, not on the back end of the discussions, et cetera. We have got to move the needle on that. It's not political. It's reality that, you know, human society or whatever, we need to really have these dialogues and these decisions made prior to the rollout, not on the back end.
You know what they're going to want? They're going to want a kill switch on Sam's microphone next. Like right on the White House in the Oval Office thing.
No, they don't want that. I think they want to invite me to the White House to broadcast live and make these issues so prominent that we can all discuss them the way we should.
We should hope so. Definitely.
All right. That's the wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being along. Hopefully it's educational, entertaining, informative, a little bit fun, all of the above. Share the love, would you please? And thanks for listening to Tech Watch Radio.